30 years later, Remember the Third, growing restless, left his family behind for the moment and traveled west to central Michigan, where he cleared land in a dense forest near the village of Grand River City in Eaton County, and built a log cabin before having his wife and children join him the next year. Life was hard in central Michigan. Remember was deeply religious, believing that God will prepare me for all the events of his providence that await me, he wrote. He fell in love with central Michigan and dutifully served the Lord by helping build a seminary near the village. But Remember the Third could be insufferable with his religious fervor. A stern Puritan, he ran his family like a military platoon. No one chafed under his authoritarian rule more than his second youngest son, Lafayette, who had been born on October 13, 1825, and was 13 when the family moved to Michigan. Laf, as he was nicknamed, rebelled against his father and wanted to run away as soon as he reached the state. Remember's endless preaching irritated Laf so much he soon became an atheist. The father left his children largely to educate themselves. Young Baker showed no interest in book learning, so he did little of it except to master the basics of reading and writing. He enjoyed instead fixing machinery, like farm equipment. He grew into a young man mostly uneducated, relying instead on his keen instinct and street smarts as guides. Laf ran away from home in his late teens and became a wanderer drifting through a dozen states. He fled many cities after gunfights with other men. When his father died in 1847, Baker, then 22, was working as a mechanic in Scranton, Pennsylvania. In 1848, he returned to New York for 2 years and then moved to Philadelphia, where he opened a dry goods store with money saved from his mechanic's jobs. 4 years later, he married Jenny Curry, a young Philadelphia woman who was somewhat plain-looking with a stolid disposition. The couple soon found they could not have children. Jenny hoped her husband would settle down as a tradesman, but Baker became restless once more. His younger brother Milo wrote him from San Francisco, begging him to join him in California, where men were making fortunes mining gold. With his dry goods business foundering, Baker in 1853 set out for the West, leaving Jenny behind to move in with her parents in Philadelphia until he could send for her after striking it rich panning for gold.